Welcome to Surfcast. You're listening to 2 Minute Tuesday with Dr. William Lamb. Thank you for joining me. Recently in my personal devotion, I read Proverbs chapter 24, and as I got into it, I kind of parked out for a while around verses 3 and 4. Let me read them to you. By wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with the precious and pleasant riches. I don't think this is talking about bars of gold and plates of silver, but it is talking about, what is my spiritual house built on? What does it look like? What's happening in that spiritual house? Now, my dad was a very wise man, although he was very limited in his formal education. My dad finished the sixth grade, and somewhere about the mid-1930s or early 1940s, he quit school to be able to go home to go to work to feed his family, never returned to the classroom. Now, on my graduation day for my bachelor's degree, my dad looked at me and he said, William, this degree does not make you any smarter or better than anybody else. But what it will do is open doors for you that I'll never get to walk through. You know, my dad was very wise in saying that, and he taught me a very valuable lesson that day, that the gaining of knowledge or the ability to actually, you know, get a formal education isn't the all end. Really, what that should do is give me some tools necessary to be able to make a difference in someone else's life that maybe I otherwise would not have ever had a chance to do or participate or be part of. Let's go back to Proverbs. Wisdom gives insight on the right way of how we should live. Understanding establishes the foundation that has already been built there, and knowledge fills the emptiness of my life with the presence of Almighty. As you build your house today, think about ways in which you can make a difference in someone else's life and use your gifts for their gain. Have a great day.